Well, I've always been a big fan of Bob Dylan, and I think Bob Dylan is one of the really great spiritual figures in the popular culture. He's always been deeply biblical from the very beginning of his career till today. Go all the way back to, you know, Blowing in the Wind and Hard Rain's Gonna Fall and all those songs. They're just deeply biblical in spirit. But one of my favorites is All Along the Watchtower, which, of course, is covered by Jimi Hendrix first, then by everybody else. U2 did a version about 10 years ago that was very popular. That song is right out of the 21st chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, when a watchman on the watchtower sees two riders approaching. And Bob Dylan is now going to bring that into his story. But it's a beautifully told poem, told story.
There must be some way out of here. Did the Joker to the thief.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. Two people who are caught in this fallen, desolate world. You know, there's no escape. There's no way out. I'm caught. It's this quality of evil that tends to grab us, that renders life desolate, hopeless. No escape, no exit, as Sartre called it, right? That's the space they're in, the Joker and the thief. And it's the contemporary world. It's much of the 20th century. It's much of this modern period, people feeling hopeless, spiritually vapid, flattened out. So he evokes that whole attitude, I think, in those opening lines. Then the thief speaks, though, and the thief is kind of a voice of reason and of the spirit.
No reason to get excited. The thief, he kindly spoke.
No reason to get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke, but you and I, we've been through that. So here's someone now talking from the other side of this desolation, not hovering above it, never having experienced it, not naive. He's someone who's lived right through it. You and I, we've been through that. We know about the darkness of life and the despair, and we've lost loved ones, and we know the power of evil, all that. We've been through it, but this is not our fate. Let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Now, the hour is getting late. It's very biblical, of course. The end times. Meaning, God's presence. You know? God's breaking into this world. There's a basic biblical theme, Old Testament and New, that God is ready to break in. And spiritually perceptive people see it. So the hour is getting late. We shouldn't be fooling around with this lie that life is meaningless, you know? Look at it this way, too, the Joker and the thief. Who's the thief in our tradition? Well, we think of the good thief on the cross next to Jesus, you know? The good thief who is talking about been through the despair of life, has seen the worst of it, you know, confusion, no escape, and so on. But here's that word of forgiveness from Jesus. Here's that word of hope from Jesus. Is the thief talking to the Joker on the other side of the cross? Some have speculated. Is it the two people on both sides of Jesus? And the thief is talking to the Joker, trying to convince him, no, don't give up, don't despair, you know? And then the third verse.
All along the watchtower, princes kept the view.
All along the watchtower, princes kept the view. All the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Well, there's Isaiah 21. We're on the watchtower. We're keeping watch. And then what happens? Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Well, the two riders in Isaiah 21 are two messengers who are coming across the desert, and they've got a message. The message is, Babylon has fallen. Babylon the Great. Babylon is a city of sin in the Bible. It always means the place of dysfunction, the improperly ordered city, what God is against. Babylon has fallen. The old world is passing away. Who can see that? Those who are looking at the world from the standpoint of Christ crucified. The crucifixion of Jesus means the end of the old world. Because all the forces of violence descended upon him. But then he swallowed them up in his forgiving love. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead signals, therefore, the end of the old world. God's love is greater than anything in the old world of sin. That's why the two riders who are approaching say, Babylon has fallen, the old world. In other words, is the watchtower, here's what I've always thought about that song, is the watchtower where these two watchmen are, the cross of Jesus? They're looking at the world from the vantage point of the good thief, you know, who's saying, don't give me this language about despair. Don't talk to me about hopelessness. There is hope, and he knows it because of the power of the cross and the resurrection, which have led to the fall of Babylon. You know, I think all that spiritual stuff is packed into that tightly told little story in Bob Dylan's song.